What's the deal, y'all? Welcome back to Universe EA. And I'm about to explain to you guys a big topic that me and the people that I talk to that watch anime, read manga, watch like DC, Marvel, and read their comic books. And to me personally, this is just me, I prefer manga over comics. And manga is just like a Japanese, Chinese, or it's just a different form of comics. But the reason why I prefer them is just extenuous, and it's kind of pretty close because I did my deep dive in DC, did a deep dive in Marvel, and I did that as kids, and then I revisited it as an adult. And it just, manga really showed me how much the Japanese and Chinese, well, just the Asian culture and community and in general, like how much they branch out and how wide of an imagination that they have. Not like with the hentai and that wild shit or with the tentacles and stuff like that. But no, what I mean is like their stories, the aspects, the people, the inserts. Like, for instance, I can't really compare the two because it's like they just came out. But My Hero over the X-Men. Well, not over it, and the X-Men. Because basically, My Hero and X-Men, they are just two of the same. Just, it's just a little more story is a little more in depth. If you read the comic book and not watch the stories, it's more in depth in the comic book. But when it comes to anime, My Hero and Assassination Classroom, each episode goes in depth to each person. Is they always keep their mind on the background characters. Yes, don't get me wrong when it comes to that. But they have more character depth. Pay attention to more detail. Come in with a little more oomph. And the story is a little more immersed. And the only reason that I'm saying that is because of the fact of, like, I watch this show called, this is some very simple show, Kentaro Lives Alone. Kentaro Lives Alone is just the craziest anime with the sweetest little boy. He literally lives alone. His mother left him because his father and her broke up. She abandoned him. A little four-year-old boy by himself trying to just live his best life. And I didn't realize in the first couple episodes, guess what? His ass is eating tissue because he don't have any food and he really don't know how to cook. And seeing that kind of part of life, it really shows me something. It makes me like a little more grateful and more happier to be in America, because that's a lot of things that do happen out there. Because in the Asian community, and a lot of times the women do not have the true value or the true rights that a man will have. And they are not as family oriented. Like, the women will do as much as they will for the family as long as the husband is there. And when the husband leaves, the family is dead. If it's not, if you don't have a mom, and that can be said over here, but if you don't have a mom, and most of the stuff that I've seen in most of these depictions, and then some of these creators will tell you that this is their life, this is their story, or this is a part of them, this is when things start to get a little iffy and a little scary, because certain things, like you heard people not growing up with their dads in America, not growing up with their family because people die or things of that nature. But have you ever seen it go the way of a literal four-year-old raising himself and paying bills in an apartment? Like, that's literally how most of that, like how most mangas go. My Hero Academia. The dad, Todoroki's dad, which is the number two hero, abused the mother so much. And when I say so much, abused her to the point where her psyche broke. Her mental was never the same again. And she proceeded to throw boiling hot water at their son, because he looks like your dad. And we all know, especially if you're a male and your mother don't like your father,
sometimes that can be you.
Not saying that anybody would want that shit to be them, but it could be you, man. You could be left alone. You could be abused. You could be dealing with somebody that soul and mental is broke. And that's not the best thing to do when you have kids. But with that being said, it's not like I want or I'm just agreeing that manga will always take over my heart than comic books, because comic books is where I started. Read literal. The first issue of Superman that was made in 1943 or 45. Like, that's me. Reading Batman when he was like, he was literally in the blue fit with the like, yeah. But developing my mental and coming into watching anime and reading manga and seeing that it's honestly the same thing that I love and I like to see all the time. The fight scenes are more in depth, and it's not even on the cartoony aspect. It's just on the a real life love aspect. And I couldn't be more proud to say that I love anime and love comic books. But if we just gotta be honest with ourselves, if I could find a great anime, great manga, I choose that over a comic book right now. Because everything is just getting recycled with comics, and I haven't really seen anything new that has just brought my attention to a standstill in this life. Hey, you know what? I'm only gonna watch this shit. Nah. And Marvel been fucking DC over lately when it comes to that shit. God damn, when that shit was loud. They been fucking DC up lately. And I can't do nothing but sit back and watch that shit. Because I cannot sit through any more DC movies. They're getting sad now, man. And it's like they barely trying anymore, bro. Like, I don't even understand that aspect. But that's my little two cents on anime. I mean, not anime. Manga versus comic. If I honestly had to choose, I'm going to always choose a manga over a comic right now, because they are essentially better. But peace.